You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I think we're good to go for this.
It's time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
And joining us in studio is electronic producer Peach Milk. It's the musical project of Madison Eve, and last year was an exciting time for Peach Milk. She released her debut EP, Finally. Madison won big at the 2016 Dirtbag Awards, taking home Best Newcomer and Best Engineer. 2017 isn't looking too bad either, with Peach Milk being announced as a part of the Red Bull Sound Select shows in February. And I'm so excited that everything seems to be working. Peach Milk Madison joins us live in studio. Good evening.
Hello, how's it going?
It's really great.
We made it.
We made it.
It's going to work.
It's going to work. Well, let's give it a go. What's the first track you're going to play for us?
I'm going to play Four Page Letter Remix.
All right.
Thank you.
tuned in to BFM. This is Live and Direct with Peach Milk, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Peach Milk joins us in studio, Madison Eve. Why did you... So that was an Aaliyah remix.
Yes.
Why remix Aaliyah?
Because she's amazing. Why not?
what are some of the qualities of Aaliyah that that you admire?
I just think she's got the most incredible voice and, yeah, just great songs, great artist all round. Was, like, really big part of the 90s and early 2000s. Yeah, I just think she's really important. And, yeah, I don't know.
Tell me about, could you explain some of the hardware that you've got in front of you?
Yeah, okay, so... Yeah, so my setup has changed a whole bunch since last year, and I'm trying to move a bit more out of the box and do, like, a lot of the EP and stuff was written just like in Ableton and using plugins and the occasional, like, actual synth and stuff, but mostly in the box. So I kind of grew out of that and wanted to get some hardware and move more in that direction. So now I have my synth, so it's a Novation Mini Nova, but it's the Giorgio Moroder special edition, so it's got some really cool patches on there from Giorgio.
I think I saw there was one like called Horn Dog.
Yeah, that's the one that I was just using. That's one that I made, and don't ask me why it's called that. I don't know. It sounds like a sexy saxophone kind of thing.
Sounds like a horn dog.
Yeah. I think the original, like, patch that I made from the original, that then I made the custom patch from, the thing was horn to begin with, and then I just added the dog on the end, and yeah, I don't know.
Could you break down what you mean by making a patch?
Yeah, so okay, that's, yeah, big question. But basically, like, making a sound on a synthesizer, I guess, like, so that, and saving it, so, like, going through and carving out a sound out of the synth using all of the different stuff that's inside it to make the sound that you are after, and then, yeah, and then you can save it, and then it's there for you to play whenever you want.
How did you get into making patches and using synthesizers?
My dad, pretty much. Yeah, my dad's like a mega nerd, and
he's been in a few bands as well, hasn't he?
Yes, yeah. So, like, in the 80s and stuff, he originally played bass in the Spelling Mistakes, and then was in Car Crash Set and Dance Macabre, which were like super like 80s synthy kind of stuff. So yeah, just have been around it my whole life, I guess, and yeah, no, in high school I just got real into synthesizers, and yeah, I don't know. I would say it was definitely because of him, because I was always kind of around stuff and listening to cool music that had awesome synths in it. And I was like, I want to do that.
He must be pretty proud.
Yeah.
Cool.
I hope so.
I was wondering, you're a large part of this new wave of Auckland's dance culture.
Mm-hmm.
So, could you for those of us who aren't out late at night, could you tell me about kind of the scene that's cropped up, and maybe how it's different to elsewhere in the country?
Okay, oh, that's an interesting question. I don't know. I think it's kind of new to, I mean, in Auckland it's especially thriving at the moment. There's people like Inky Waves and others that are like putting on dance shows that are kind of catered more in the way of like techno and house music, which is really awesome to see. And then there's places popping up like Backroom. I will just rep that place because I also work there.
Yeah, but that's Whammy Backroom, which used to be the old wine cellar.
That's right, the old wine cellar live room, which is now kind of what, I mean, you can put on a like electronic show in Whammy, but Backroom is awesome because there's like a projector and it's just a big empty space. You don't have the big pillars in the middle. It's much more like catered environment. So I think, like, yeah, I don't know, the combo of that and people putting on shows. I don't know, that I think there's just more interest in electronic music and especially like dance music at the moment, which is really awesome.
And people are dancing.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
The semicircle, obviously different genres have different ways of dancing, but the Auckland semicircle is definitely not apparent.
No.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
You made your debut statement with the Finally EP.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about it now that some time has passed?
I don't know. I'm moving in a very different direction than I thought I was going to be. Like, even when we last spoke about my music. I don't know. Like, I still really like it and I appreciate it for what it is, but I also don't like it in a lot of ways because I'm moving on from that. But it's nice to have that out there, and it's also like I have had like an incredible response from people, like from the EP and just my music in general, which has been like more than I could have ever hoped for, kind of thing. Like last year, played my first show at Chronophonium, and then I've basically written down every single show that I've played, and last year since Crony I've played 34 shows.
Hey.
So that's not including stuff this year, that's just last year.
Yeah. That's a good innings.
Yeah. But I need to take a break.
Can we talk about some of the things that are ramping up some of the interest? So you're performing at these Red Bull Sound Select shows that Madcap curate.
Yeah. So that's really a new thing. It only happened the other week, and I
saw Dylan Cherry on the street before he was going to come and talk to you, Dylan Cherry of Madcap.
Yeah.
And he's like, what do you think of Peach Milk?
And what did you say?
I said, you're really good. And then I also said, you're a good person. And that's two-thirds of the battle.
Thank you.
So what does that mean? Are they opening the doors to the Red Bull studio for you now? Or?
Yeah, kind of. Like, I mean, Hayden from Madcap, like, hit me up. He came to this show, actually, and came up to me after Guardian Singles played. He was like, I need to talk to you about something. And I was like, what? Like, what are you doing here? You never come to shows. Like,
it's because he's too busy running his own.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, what is this dude doing here? And then anyway, he's like, come find me later. And then I never found him. So I hit him up on Facebook. I was like, what did you, blah, blah, blah. And anyway, he was like, oh, I was like thinking about choosing you as my artist because I guess they like curate. They have a bunch of curators and each year they pick like 4 people from New Zealand to be put into it. Because I went to this meeting. He was like, oh, I think I'm going to go with you for this one. Like, can you be at this meeting tomorrow at 2:00? And I was like, oh, okay, like, sure. And I just went along and I kind of had no idea what it was about and they just explained it all to me. And it's like, yeah, it's really awesome. It's just like Red Bull basically investing themselves into like young emerging artists with their resources, which is really cool. So I get to do shows. They said like I get somewhat of a priority if I want to use the studio and things like that.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I was like,
very
can't
nice.
Say no to that. Yeah.
Well, let's quickly talk about the show. Is this your next show as well that you'll be performing at?
Yes, I think so.
So it's happening at Sweatshop Brew Kitchen, which is in Freeman's Bay,
yes.
On the 25th of February. Peach Milk will perform alongside Montel 299, who you heard before, So Super Sam, Jeru Vandal, and Lakim. You have to RSVP on the internet, but everyone here is a digital native, I'm sure, right?
Yeah.
We all know how to use
RSVP
Google.
RSVP and it's $5 or it's $10 on the door.
Yeah. Madison, thank you for bearing with us with a few technical difficulties we
had. It's okay. I'm so glad that it's actually working now, which is great.
Yeah. We're going to hear a new one. So this is part of this new direction that you're talking about.
None of these songs actually have names, so I'll be like, this is Untitled One.
All right.
I know that's like not that great, but they'll have names soon, and I'll have a new record coming out in a few months, hopefully. I've written it all, it just needs to be recorded now, so And then, yeah, and I think there's going to be vinyl and exciting things. I'm not going to say too much, but yeah, cool stuff happening soon.
Oh, we'll keep an eye and an ear out. Yeah. Madison Peachman, thank you so much for coming in. Let's hear one more tune. Thank you.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.
Hello!
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.